This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey, listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Skype, we got Josh.
Hey!
We got quite a bit to talk about across Raw, SmackDown, and NXT this week, but I'm going to open it up, I guess, with a bit of something. Probably all we're going to say on the matter until, I guess, a full investigation has been completed on their part. But we'd be pretty remiss to not mention that Vince McMahon has stood down, from his position, and Stephanie has, stepped up as an interim CEO. And there's a lot of shuffling happening around, at the moment. And in terms of the on-screen, television that you end up seeing, it has led to, the Mr. McMahon character showing up twice already. So some wild happenings. In the corporate world of WWE at the moment.
And then a meme took over the world, too.
It's been a wild one, for sure. You know, we've had Stephanie taking a leave of absence. We've had Triple H with medical problems. Now we've had Vince stepping down, Stephanie stepping up, Triple H seemingly showing up to the Performance Center. We've had John Laurinaitis being stood down. We've had Bruce Pritchard being brought up into the role. It's quite a turbulent time. And, as much as, you know, it'd be really easy to just not mention it and just ignore it completely. First off, it's an important issue. So I'm glad it's being investigated. But secondly off, it's, gonna change, obviously, the on-screen, product that you get depending on the outcome, you know. We don't know where it's going to head and we don't know anything like that, and I'm not going to pretend to sit here and be a lawyer. So we'll see how the investigation moves through and if it affects the on-screen television as it is, or if any major developments happen, then I could see us talking about it again for a little bit. I don't know if you have anything you want to say on it at all.
As of right now, there's really no difference. He didn't really step down as he stepped aside. This is really no different right now, as of right now.
This is recording 11:38 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd New Zealand time.
As when he stepped away amidst the steroid trial. He still called the shots, which he's still doing. So nothing at this point has changed, other than Stephanie has an interim in her name right now.
Yeah, and we'll see how that happens. You know, things can change, especially with this sort of thing, by the minute, you know. And yeah, we'll have to wait and see what that holds for us. But let's talk a little bit about the on-screen content, because a bit of that's been changed up by injury. Actually, Bianca Belair's opponent, Rhea Ripley, that she was meant to have at Money in the Bank, ends up getting hurt, and we end up swapping out her opponent at Money in the Bank, and now Judgment Day is all on sort of a knife edge.
Yeah, definitely not a good thing. The injuries have been plaguing both companies really, really badly the last month or so. And Rhea's just the latest one. They said it was a teeth injury or something like that. I think she got a concussion, personally. Either way, she's not going to be able to compete, which also protects her, because I don't think I see a world where she would have beaten Bianca this early into Bianca's reign. But at the same time, with the power of Judgment Day just beginning to grow, it would have been devastating to put her under Bianca. So I think this may be one of those blessings in disguise situations where then we do see eventually maybe Rhea Ripley versus Bianca a couple months down the road in a situation where they can actually strap Rhea.
Yeah, Judgment Day is such a weird one at the moment. Obviously, Finn Balor takes over the leadership and we're like, okay, something's going to happen here, but Rhea ends up getting injured. This week, Finn and Damian teamed up against the Mysterios on Main Event. And I just don't quite know where Judgment Day is going to go from here. And I'm really, 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 really hoping we don't have another sort of retribution piece here where they sort of formed, did nothing, and then fell off the map. Because I really like everybody that's involved in Judgment Day. And so I think we can have some good stuff coming out of this.
Yeah, it's definitely the case. It's one of those situations where it's like, this group is collectively three great people who are being put together to see if we can create something even more amazing. We just have to have time to see if it can actually develop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and unfortunately, Rhea Ripley isn't the only big change to Money in the Bank that we're going to be getting, or to SummerSlam that we're going to be getting, with injury in WWE, as Randy Orton not cleared leads to the in case of emergency break glass opponent for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that was a comment I made. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. As long as it's the last one we get for a while.
We keep saying that.
Yeah. But with this one having a stipulation specifically, I feel like it puts it in the realm of this could be maybe the last time they touch for a while. It also sets up for potential for Money in the Bank cash in, but I would rather not have that happen at SummerSlam. If I was going to have my way of booking it, I would hold off on the briefcase until Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules is the pay-per-view after the UK pay-per-view.
Gotcha.
We go ahead and we have Roman versus Drew at the UK pay-per-view. And then we have maybe a rematch of some kind at Extreme Rules and an Extreme Rules match. And that's when you can have Roman be weakened enough by such an extreme match that a cash in makes sense, and then you can have the Money in the Bank briefcase winner hold it for Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird one, right? Because when the pipeline seemed to be Riddle at Money in the Bank, Orton at SummerSlam, and Drew McIntyre at Clash at the Castle, it was really easy to just sort of see him, you know, walking through those defenses one by one, each of them being amazing, and it was going to be great. Now we got Riddle on a random SmackDown, nobody on Money in the Bank, we've got Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam for the 10th time, and maybe Drew McIntyre if he can get through Brock. I'm hoping that the emergency broken glass isn't going to lead to Brock picking up a win at SummerSlam.
I don't think it will. Simply because I think they do have bigger pictures for this. And I do think at the very end of the storyline is whoever the Money in the Bank winner is going to be the champion at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in this. And I think it works more if you have Roman hold on to the title by hook or crook through the match at SummerSlam. And then we can figure out where we go from there with the UK pay-per-view. Do you give Drew a moment in front of a hometown crowd and have him win the title only to have him lose it at Extreme Rules after by a cash-in?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more options. Whenever Brock Lesnar becomes a factor into booking or into anything like that, you can't count him out. You know, we can't sit here and be like, oh, yeah, it's easy. Roman Reigns is going to win 100%. He's got that Brock factor. And the Brock factor means whenever you're making bets, there's at least a 20% chance that Brock wins.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is Brock Lesnar. He comes with his own set of rules. I just, I just don't think they put the title back on Brock. As entertaining as Brock has been, I think they want to follow their plan to some degree. They just had to piece out a piece that doesn't really work with the rest of the puzzle.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see, because we still have a little while to go before SummerSlam. We do still also have a Money in the Bank to get through before then. But even before all of that, we talked about Happy Corbin, we talked about Madcap Moss. We said, hey, this should be their last match. We said that about 16 times. Well, hopefully this is our final match, our last laugh match that Madcap Moss again won. And we ended up just, quote-unquote, laughing Happy Corbin out of the arena.
Yeah, and at least we know, I think we know Pat McAfee's next opponent. I enjoy this stuff. I think McAfee and Corbin were absolutely eating it up. They, from what I've heard, when they were in football, they were actually roommates.
Okay.
So this does go back a ways, and I think they're really good friends, and I think they'll bring it at SummerSlam. I think this is definitely a SummerSlam match that we're building to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be some absolute gold that's going to be on promos between now and then. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, we have to see where they go with Madcap Moss now. But I'm looking forward to Corbin and McAfee, and maybe McAfee embarrasses Corbin to the point where he becomes Baron Corbin again.
We can sit around and hope that word before Corbin is going to change at some point, but I don't know how you can be so happy after being laughed out of the arena.
There's nothing more cold than that. Seriously. It's one thing to throw someone out, throw a heel out of the arena. It's another to just laugh them out.
Mm.
And getting an entire group stadium to laugh with you.
Yep. And so, this is roughly halfway through. So we're going to go into our song for this week. Unfortunately, there's been a number of passings in the wrestling community recently as well. And one of those was Tim White, who you may have seen if you've watched any sort of documentary on Andre, or watch any sort of classic WWE and you pay attention to the referees and stuff like that. And so in Tim White's honor, we're going to play the Judgment Day 2002 theme song, because as Josh has listed here, that is the pay-per-view where he got injured and was forced to retire from WWE after that. So it was the last time we saw Tim White in that sort of capacity. So here is that song, playing for you now.
Time after time, till you're in my sin. I take your life, 'cause I'm broken. No, I need you now. Deep inside, I'm broken. See the way I live. I know, now your heart is broken. When I turn away.
Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Bobby Lashley, although he mentioned Roman Reigns, he's getting his hands on Austin Theory first.
Yeah, I like how they're building to this, too. Austin Theory is clearly very scared of Bobby Lashley. It has reason to be. I mean, the man is a two-time WWE champion, multi-time United States champion, and he is jacked enough that he could break Theory in like a twig if he wanted to. That said, they're continuing to put Gable and Otis into comical situations, which is the more we see of Otis and Gable, the more my thumb goes up for, because I just like Gable and Otis. Yeah, I mean, it did take the almighty roll-up to secure a title shot, but he does have a shot at the title at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, he was able to defeat Chad Gable and Otis and Theory. That's what it says on paper, in a gauntlet match one after the other. And honestly, as much as I love Theory, he has one of the toughest competitors around coming up against him here. And his days might be numbered. And who knows, maybe Theory versus Cena is for non-title at SummerSlam, and this is a way to grab the title off of him.
Maybe, but I think it would mean more, especially after the photo shoot they did last week, to have the title on the line.
Yeah.
Because they had a bunch of different wrestlers dressing up as old gimmicks of Cena's, and Theory dressed up as the United States champion, Doctor of Thuganomics, Cena, with his spinner belt. And in the video that they posted, he was geeking out. So you got to see the real Austin Theory there. And I just think there would be more to put the title, to have Cena versus Austin Theory with the United States title on the line.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see what they end up doing. We'll see if he can get through Bobby Lashley. It's a pretty hard task to have to get through first.
Yeah, I think that's where the Alpha Academy comes in handy, especially Otis. Otis was somebody, is developing into somebody who you can't hit their finisher on. And I think that is actually pretty impressive. You have finishers as iconic as the RKO or the Hurt Lock, and neither of those worked on Otis.
You're almost guaranteed wins if people can't hit their finishers, until they hit alternate finishers. Jumping all the way over to NXT, can't let them go without being talked about this week. We got a few storylines here to build off of, but I'm going to touch on the Women's Tag Team Championships first. The winner of our NXT Women's Breakout Tournament, Roxanne Perez, seems to be teaming up with Cora Jade, and has said that instead of using her contract to take on Mandy Rose, they will be going against the Women's Tag Team Champions. But Caden Carter and Katana Chance don't think that's all too fair, because they lost their title match, therefore they're important. I don't know why they think they're important. But ultimately, it looks like we're heading towards a triple threat tag team match possibly here. Or Roxanne and Cora are just going to steamroll through Caden and Katana. We'll have to wait and see.
It's possible. I don't really know what's going on here. This promo would probably have been better off being done backstage and maybe a little shorter. So it was definitely not a good promo.
I think the interesting part is, you know, we were talking about this trio of humans, including Indy Hartwell in here, and trying to figure out what combination they were going to end up in. If it is Roxanne and Cora going for the tag team titles, I can definitely see them picking them up.
Yeah. Then the question is, who does face Mandy at the next event for the women's championship?
Yeah, it is. I don't really have a name off the top of my head of where that's heading.
Unless they put Indy in that match, she's not involved. It wouldn't be involved in the tag team. Because they did win a six-woman tag.
It's true. It makes the most sense in the short term, if they want to do that. I know Nikita Lyons is also returning next week. Could potentially be the next sort of challenger lining up. But Mandy Rose has run through most of this division, so interested to see who they're going to put up against her.
That's things we're going to have to wait on.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're not going to have to wait on, you know, we said how long is it going to take for the family to break apart? And it was about 2 weeks.
It was 1 week. Let's face it, they were breaking apart last week.
That's true.
There's definitely some schism, some friction still going on. Escobar is definitely not falling in line with the family. I still think there's a world where Wild and the other one, I don't know
the
his
rest
name,
of Legado
sorry.
Del Fantasma.
Yeah, yeah. Turn on Escobar and fall in line, but it's definitely there's definitely at least one more match is going to come out of D'Angelo and Escobar.
Well, this is the tough one now because I believe this is as far up as they taped with Two Dimes and before the injury of Tony D'Angelo. So now this is where the story is going to have to pivot and we're going to have to figure out where exactly we're actually going with the loss of those two. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see, as you say, at least one more match, assuming Tony isn't too injured and can come back in a short time. Otherwise, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Is there anything across the three brands? We've got maybe 5 minutes left on the show. Is there anything across the three brands that you would like to talk about? Something that we don't usually get to? We got, 5 hours of content to scout across?
Let's stick on NXT for right now. And let's talk about the Cameron Grimes situation.
Okay. Cameron Grimes showing his respect, I guess, to his opponent, Idris, after their fight.
Grimes seems to be walking this tightrope right now between being a fan favorite and a sort of heelish, especially when it comes to our champion, Braun. I love the fact that he wants to try to improve on info. Idris and shook their hands and Malik braids, and so it's like telling him you need to be more hungry if you want to do anything. I was here for 2 years before I did anything, or something to that effect.
Yeah,
and I got hungry. I became a fan favorite because I beat the crap out of LA Knight. And gave a title back to the person it belonged to, and then I won the North American Championship, and now I want the main championship.
Yeah, it's also because we're talking about this NXT Championship scene, right? And Cameron Grimes has laid his claim down. He said, "I want a shot." Apollo Crews did as well, and I know there was a vignette for him this week on NXT. There's a few people, I guess, who are placing down claims towards the NXT Championship. And I don't know exactly, I guess, how we're going to get from A to B. But there's obviously going to be a number of steps in the middle for that. And, of course, you're going to sit here and chair anything that involves Cameron Grimes. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think him working with anybody elevates things because he can definitely show off like the best of him, even if it's going to be just a couple minute matches. I think that definitely worked to like shine a little bit of the diamond that's underneath on Edris. So I think Edris is very talented, and I think before long we will start to see that.
Yeah, it's just a case of where exactly and what sort of order everybody's going to get their shot. You know, it seems as though Cameron is next in line, although he wasn't first to ask. He's making his case known pretty clear. But we've also got the former Jordan Devlin, now JD, oh, I'm going to butcher this last name, McDonough?
Yeah, I think that's pretty close to it.
coming across.
It's a good way to change the name when you still realize that it probably does stand for Jordan Devlin for the JD.
Yeah.
I will say this. I did like what Devlin did in UK. So I'm interested in seeing how they develop him in NXT 2. But we'll have to see who he goes after.
Yeah, it's another big player in NXT 2.0, and there's a lot of shuffling and a lot of people coming in. That roster's getting pretty top heavy. You know, we've got maybe 10 guys at the top of the card, and then we've got maybe a bunch of new people who are still trying to build up at the bottom. It's that strong middle that we're trying to build at the moment. And we're using our Cameron Grimes, our Apollo Crews, our JDs, our Bron Breakers, etc., Carmelo Hayes's, to build that solid middle. And once they've got that, they should be ready to go.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, in the next couple months, maybe after summer, there's definitely going to be an exodus. Hopefully that exodus leads them to the main roster and not a release.
That's true.
But you can never say because of all the budget cut. But yeah, I do think a lot of people that are currently at the top or near the top in NXT will be heading to the main roster.
Yeah. We'll just have to see what order, I guess, and who makes the cut for heading up there. We've got like half a minute left. The last thing I do want to mention, we'll talk more about it next week. The Money in the Bank ladder match, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus both get their spot in the Money in the Bank, and I can't wait for them to beat the ever-loving poop out of each other with ladders in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, that should be fun. Absolutely. I think this match is stepping up to be a very fun match, even with the inclusion.
Yeah, there's some very good competitors in there. You know, we don't quite know what they want to do with Omos, but Drew and Sheamus are going to bring it. Seth Rollins is going to bring it. And I'm sure everybody else that ends up in the match is going to bring it too. Alrighty, well, that is all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye, B.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingrndup, or our Twitter page, that's what it's called, twitter.com/wrestlingrndup, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/wrestlingrndup, and we will catch you next week with our Money in the Bank preview show.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.